Tony Abbott Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, March 15th, 2012. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. It's the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. It's the anniversary of the assassination of Julius Caesar, who was basically julienned by approximately 60 Roman senators who chopped him into little tiny bits because he made really bad salads. No, that's not the reason. Basically, Julius Caesar had been declared president for life, and he was basically ignoring the Senate, much as Obama is doing here with this story about how I don't need the Congress to declare a war, I just need the rest of the world to say we think it's a really good idea, and to heck with you guys over there on Capitol Hill. So back in the Roman days, that was actually considered fighting words, and on this day in history, they chopped up Julius Caesar. The ramifications of that, of course, led to an immediate civil war here. And this brings me to this story that's been kind of floating around here. Apparently, one of the Democratic campaign offices for Barack Obama, one of the state Democratic Party chapters, had this really cool idea of modifying an American flag by taking out the 50 stars representing the states and their place in the order of things and replacing it with the face of Barack Obama. And then they just decided they'd run it up the flagpole and see who saluted, and it turned out to be nobody. This basically, I think, is the very idea of desecration of the American flag. And a lot of people are very angry, including a lot of veterans. They don't want to look up there and see the face of our beloved leader, registered trademark White House, where the stars for the states are supposed to be. It's a slap in the face of everybody who ever fought for that flag. It's a slap in the face of the states. And that they would even fly this thing at all, where the states are gone, the republic is gone, democracy is gone, and what they're trying to do is set up a personality cult, which is the very core of a dictatorship. You look at any dictatorship in history. What's the first thing they do? They put the leader's face everywhere so you can't be, you know, we can't get away from it. The leader's face looks at you from every single wall, and yes, that's who the country is supposed to be. And that's what they did with this flag, and a lot of people are upset. It was taken down yesterday. I heard a story earlier that somebody tried to fly it again today, and they said, no, maybe it's not such a good idea. But he's up there, you know, he wants to be... Louis XVI said, l'état c'est moi, I am the state. And, of course, then the French people cut his head off. But that's what Obama is doing. He's turning the republic with a supposedly democratically elected government, good luck on that one, into a personality cult, which is the core of any dictatorship. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Obama. And it's very, very scary. It betrays something about the mindset of our federal government that we need to pay attention to and absolutely refuse to go along with. That I think that flag is the scariest thing I have seen come out of the Obama administration yet. And that this has been in a very, very scary administration. And now they're backing off and saying, oh, it's just an idea. We just wanted to show how American Obama is. Well, if you're an American... And don't get me wrong, I understand burning the American flag to make a political point. But that's what Obama did. He is trying to send a message that he is now the United States of America. And we all ought to reject that one. Absolutely. All right, the phone lines are open. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer your calls when you call on in. Now, when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to be talking about this brouhaha over Goldman Sachs ex-employee. And a couple more whistleblowers have shown up, one of which regarding J.P. Morgan Chase is something you all need to know about and you need to share it with everybody you know. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm trading some commentary with Dan in the control room. And we're both movie freaks, and we like to tell each other jokes and everything. So we're having a really good time. Makes it a lot of fun to actually be part of a public broadcasting network. We should actually package up all the stuff we talk about when the commercials are on and make a special end-of-the-season show out of it, because it kind of gets a little bit crazy. All right, I want to get into some more serious thing here, because we're not here just for laughs. As you're probably aware, a couple of days ago, a former employee of Goldman Sachs, he basically retired in disgust, and he wrote an op-ed piece basically saying what we already know. The corporate culture at Goldman Sachs is corrupt. They're money junkies. They call their clients Muppets. There was documentation intentionally showing they were selling their clients investments they knew were bad. Remember what Goldman Sachs did out in California? They were paid by the state of California to sell California bonds. Then Goldman Sachs turned around and sold credit default swaps on those California bonds, betting they would fail. And remember what Goldman Sachs did with Greece, with Papandreou, where they did this little currency shuffle, this currency exchange trying to hide Greece's debt. And Goldman Sachs made a ton of money on the deal, and Greece was plunged far deeper into debt than they should have been. And now the people of Greece are being expected to pay for it all. And Goldman Sachs is out there, and they're just offended by Greg Smith's attack on the character of their top management. And what's really interesting is Goldman Sachs' response is classic money junkie. And they basically, one of the Goldman Sachs people actually told Fox News that Greg Smith doesn't know what he's talking about because he never made more than $750,000 a year. So he just doesn't count. He doesn't know. He's a disgruntled employee because he didn't make the big bucks. I don't know how to break this to the people at Goldman Sachs. If I was being paid $750,000 a year, you would be looking at one happy camper. You know, I'm just not willing to screw over the world to get it, which is why I'm not making $750,000 a year. But I would really be quite happy with that kind of money in my life. And it's all these personal attacks, you know, that we're all joking about it. Like, you know, oh, that Greg, he wears a Casio. He shops at Old Navy. He's just not a team player. And on and on and on. And it is all personal attacks, which basically says that Goldman Sachs' feelings are hurt. And they don't really have anything with which they can't refute what he's saying. And we've been seeing the headlines all along about how Greece got scammed by Goldman Sachs. We saw the story, I think this was only about a week and a half ago, where Goldman Sachs literally told the U.S. government that they will demand payment on debts owed by the U.S. government ahead of Medicare and Social Security. To heck with the people, we want our money first. Remember when Lloyd Blankfein was out there saying he's doing God's work at the height of the foreclosure fraud where they were just making millions of people homeless? And he said, we're doing God's work. These people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy. They're money junkies. And like any other classic in too deep to pull themselves out addict, their brains are constantly creating justifications why the way they live their lives is the way it's supposed to be. And anybody else who sees that it's destructive of society as a whole is just being an old fuddy-duddy. Bunch of danged prohibitionist busybodies. But that comment about Greg Smith not knowing what he's talking about because he never made more than $750,000 in a year. Like anybody who isn't making a million a year is just not worth paying attention to. That's the implied message. So everybody listening to this show, if you're making more than $1 million a year, go ahead and turn the dial off for the next 30 seconds. Okay? And those of you still listening now who are not making $1 million a year, Goldman Sachs just told you that what you think, what you feel, what you know, what you understand is absolutely, completely worthless. You don't know what's going on because you are poor. That's Goldman Sachs' attitude as expressed through Fox News. That kind of arrogance is where dictatorship and fascism comes from, which is, of course, exactly what we're seeing here. Now, I want to talk about another story. This was in Rolling Stone, and again, kudos to Matt Taibbi. I'm trying to get him on this show as soon as I can. But this was a story where all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of whistleblowers come forward, and this one involves J.P. Morgan Chase. And the story with J.P. Morgan Chase is there was a whistleblower who came forward by the name of Almont. And this lady was basically put to work in the department of Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, that deals with what are called delinquent account sales. And this is the way the deal works. If you have a credit card with J.P. Morgan Chase, and you go delinquent, they will take you to court, and they will get a judgment against you for whatever the outstanding balance is on the card, plus penalties, fees, court costs, and they'll run the number up really high. Then they'll turn around, and they will sell that debt obligation. Remember, in the new economy, debts are considered items of value. So that debt, basically, it's the key to your chains is what they're selling. They enslave you to debt, and then now they're buying and selling the keys back and forth. It's the new form of slave markets, only the slave doesn't actually have to show up. It's just the keys to the chains. So they sell these debt obligations to these collection agencies, and they'll sell them there for about 25 cents on the dollar. And then the collection agency goes out and shakes down the people, takes their home, their car, their business, whatever, to collect on the debt. And if the collection agency can collect on just 50% of these debts they have bought from the credit card company or the bank, then they're making profits. The credit card company is at least not losing quite as much money as they did, and everybody goes home happy. And because these default judgments are sold as giant blocks, they're bundled. There's the warning word right there. They represent a huge amount of capital flowing into the bank or credit card company, in this case, J.P. Morgan Chase, all in one lump. And remember what I've been telling you all along, ever since the mortgage-backed security fraud fell apart. The monthly payment you make on your house or your credit card is of no use to the banks because it's not enough. They need large blocks of capital coming in to cover the losses from the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. They need the entire value of your home on the books. They need to be able to collect all of the outstanding debt on your credit card all in one giant lump and put that on the balance sheet. And so for a lot of these banks, J.P. Morgan Chase among them, selling the credit card accounts as delinquent means they actually get more money in one lump than they would sitting there and waiting for the account to be paid off down the road. In a lot of ways, it signals a sign of panic. And remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, Chase put out this announcement. They put a cap on ATM withdrawals on all their banks, and they said it was because of a hacking attack, but no other bank reported that hacking attack. And I speculated in my website and on my radio show that the Chase Bank had hit a cash flow problem and something was going wrong. And it turns out this was all going down at the point. So what this whistleblower came out is said that the Chase Bank was selling delinquent accounts that weren't really delinquent, that had not gone to court for judgment. In a lot of cases, they had the wrong amounts on the accounts. They were way overstating. She said in one very famous case, they actually sent a guy into collection where they actually owed him money because the account had actually been overpaid. And she went to her superiors at J.P. Morgan Chase and said, there's problems with all of these. And they said, just get them through and get them sold and get them out here because we need the money. And Matt Taibbi actually didn't believe this lady to begin with, which is wise and prudent. There's a lot of deliberately planted false information going on about there to try and trip up the alternative media. So he went out and he checked and he talked to a lot of other J.P. Morgan Chase employees. And they said, yeah, that's what's been going on. J.P. Morgan Chase is intentionally defrauding their own credit card customers. And not only that, they're defrauding the collections agencies because the collection agencies buy these debts thinking they're legitimate judgments. They go out. The person says, wait a minute, I've never had a court judgment. My account's up to date. You know, I'm not delinquent. And there's all that work that's been spent, all the money that's been spent, all just wasted effort chasing all this stuff down. And that's loss for the collections agencies. Not that I'm sympathetic to the collections agencies, but they're being cheated as well. And it's epidemic all the way through Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. It's epidemic all the way through Goldman Sachs. It's the money junkieism of Wall Street, and it is everywhere. And now Goldman Sachs is out there saying, no, actually, we're really good people, and he's just disgruntled and all the rest of it. We put up a poll at whatreallyhappened.com, whether Greg Smith's criticism of Goldman Sachs was unfair or not. And we did this to counter a push poll over at CNN where they were trying to say, you know, the question was worded to just bias it, that this Greg was just being completely unreasonable and unfair to his former employee. And we actually, apparently, members of the 1% actually do read our website because that's about the number of votes that we got that said Greg Smith was being unfair to Goldman Sachs. And the rest of the votes were split between he was bang spot on about Goldman Sachs, or he was telling the truth but didn't go far enough, which was actually the one that came in first place. And again, we have been following all of these stories all along. We know this is the culture of money junkieism that pervades Wall Street and has ever since 1913, when the bankers were put in charge of the national economy, which has all the wisdom of putting a drug addict in charge of the pharmacy. And we are seeing the result now. And there's been another J.P. Morgan Chase employee who's gone public as well, and in response to Mr. Smith's letter to Goldman. So this could open the floodgate because you've got all these middle-level employees at Wall Street who aren't making $1 million a year, and they're finding out. They're disillusioned. It's like they joined this church and they caught the priest with the altar boys, and now they're saying, this isn't what we were told it was. And it isn't a blessing on society. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you don't eat right, and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. There is a little bit of good news. Apparently, in the wake of this scathing critique of Goldman Sachs, they have lost about $2.2 billion in their stock value. People just decided, I really don't think I want to hang on to this stock anymore. And no doubt Goldman Sachs will try and do some kind of a big score. You know, is there a country out there we haven't screwed over yet? Let's screw them over and post the earnings and the stockholders will come back. All is forgiven when you have a good golden quarterly profits report for them. And but apparently the stock purchases, not the big institutional ones, but the ordinary people are just saying, I really don't want to be associated with that. It's kind of like during the Vietnam era when it came out that Dow Chemical was making the napalm that was being showered all over Vietnamese children, and people just started to say, I want out of the stock, and it just took a beating. All righty, let's see, moving right along. We've been talking about all these resignations from the World Bank's top investment houses and money funds of all these executives. The count is now 320. And I think that tells us that the rats are taking their golden cheeses and deserting the sinking ship, to mix my metaphors here. All righty, let's see. Let's talk about the president a little bit. People over in the corporate media are scratching their head because Obama's approval ratings are falling. despite the improving jobs data. I think that's because Americans understand that all it takes for Obama to improve the jobs data is an eraser and a pencil. Because that's all that's changing is the data. And we can look around our communities, our places of employment, our shopping malls, and see that the unemployment is really epidemic. And we already know, because of Saddam's nuclear weapons that were never really there, that the federal government will lie to us about anything and everything. If they're going to lie to us about something as serious as weapons of mass destruction, do you think they're going to hesitate to lie to us about the statistics about the economy, especially in an election year? Of course they're going to lie to you. And everybody knows that now, which is why getting out the eraser and pencil to improve the jobs data is not resulting in higher poll numbers. And Obama's probably standing there saying, well, gee, this always worked before. This isn't fair. Other presidents got to improve their poll numbers by lying. Why can't I? Well, because you're not as good at it, and they didn't have to deal with the alternative media here. There's also another situation out there, which is probably kind of affecting Obama's poll numbers. And it turns out, remember Obamacare? The Obama health care, we're going to reform it, and we're going to make you all buy insurance, but ultimately it's going to cost you a lot less money. Well, guess what? Obama's health care plan is turning out to cost the American people much more than we were told it would. I know. Big shock. You just absolutely were not expecting that one. And Obama's getting it from all sides today. Rush Limbaugh is now claiming that Barack Obama is somehow responsible for these slut and prostitute comments that have gotten Rush in trouble with his advertisers lately. By the way, there was that that church that was out there screaming about killing Muslims and everything. I forget the name of the church. They're now advertising on Rush Limbaugh's show. They wanted to show his support for Rush Limbaugh's view of American womanhood, and so they're advertising on his show. They're made for each other, what can I tell you? Now, here's an interesting little story. The American League of Lobbyists is now lobbying President Barack Obama to stop criticizing lobbyists. Okay, there's a very good illustration of what has gone wrong with the United States of America. Now, on a more serious note, we're seeing this push for Iran, or anywhere. They're desperate for a major war anywhere that they can use to hide from the coming economic collapse and the wars they've already got that aren't really going so well. They're trying to escalate this thing just as fast as they can. Henry Kissinger was on TV today, and he is trying to sell a new idea that we should all simply ignore all the actual intelligence reports and inspections saying that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and simply assume, under the precautionary principle, that Iran wants nuclear weapons and bomb them on that basis. Well, that's a pretty slippery slope, because pretty much every nation on earth wants nuclear weapons simply to prevent the United States from invading. So on the basis of that particular stupidity, I think we should all ignore due process and assume Henry Kissinger is a war criminal and proceed thusly. All righty. It's getting out there. It really, really is. They're desperate to start this thing. They really are. He was over there. Okay, in fact, here I've got his actual quote. It's on CNN. This is Henry Kissinger saying, quote, "I am very uneasy with the so-called intelligence report that say we don't know whether they're actually working on nuclear weapons." Did you hear the little dig in there? I'm uneasy with the so-called intelligence report. I mean, he's just trying to basically say they don't know what they're talking about. The ones who are actually looking at the facts on the ground have no idea what's going on, but I, the great Henry Kissinger, just know that Iran wants nuclear weapons. And again, he can say that because everybody wants a nuclear weapon. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember it, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take phone calls, I got to report this story. This last weekend, when there was this horrible massacre in Afghanistan of 16 civilians, including 9 children, and the official U.S. government story, which you will believe or they'll assassinate you, is it was a crazed lone nut assassin, even though the witnesses said there were multiple shooters. And I speculated that this looked like it was engineered to provoke a reaction. 9 children? Yeah. And that it was either to set the stage for continuing America's occupation of Afghanistan, or Plan B was, it was to create the illusion of a motive on which to pin a coming false flag attack to launch the wider war. And sure enough, the FBI has issued a statement that in response to the Afghan massacre, that we should expect terrorism here in the United States of America. Gee, I hate being right all the time. But it looks like that's what this was. They need a big bang to get the war into Iran going. And they need to have a reason for it to happen, because they didn't have that before. Big bang, why would Iran do something like that? Why would Al-Qaeda? They all want to avoid war. Why would they commit an act of terrorism? Now, there's an excuse. Oh, they were striking back because of those 9 dead Afghani children. but it's an overreaction. Therefore, we're justified in invading, blah, 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 blah. That's what's going on. We're going to grab a couple phone calls here. Tony in Indiana. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, thanks for taking my call. It's been a while. It's been a few months since I called and talked to you. But,
okay.
I want to...
we missed you.
I want to play devil's advocate a little bit, if I could. You touched on voter ID laws a little yesterday on your show.
Yes, I did.
And right, and I'm kind of on both sides of the fence on this. And first of all, I think the reason it's such a big issue is because I think the powers be want us to say, well, we got to worry about the voters. They are the problem, not the Diebold electronic machines. And that, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is the real problem, those machines.
Well, they're both problems.
Well, they're both problems. Sure.
Okay, sure. I mean, if there's one thing we understand right now, there's no one single point of failure where the fraud is taking place. It is systemic. And obviously the Diebold machines need to go, and we need to make sure that the person casting a vote is the person who's supposed to be casting that vote. So we can't say it's either or. It isn't. It's both.
Okay. Well, you know, I know that a lot of the argument is, as well, these elderly people, they're on a fixed income. They can't really afford the IDs, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe they can take that $3 billion that they give to Israel every year and use that to pay for these IDs for people. But there is that.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, getting a state ID is actually very inexpensive. And, you know, if they're able to get out and actually vote, I'm sure they're able to get out there and actually get an ID. But we have to somehow control it. I mean, we have no identification of voters, then it's an open invitation to fraud. And we have to end that fraud. And I know we're never going to fix it in this government, because this government is too much the beneficiary of vote fraud. But as we start planning for the next government that's going to be in this land, we need to have an absolutely foolproof, tamper-proof voting system. We need to make vote fraud a death penalty crime.
Yep, yep.
And we need to tell every single candidate running for office, if anybody in your staff is caught engaging in vote fraud, you are out of the race and you are banned from public life. Because if you can't manage your own staff and keep them within the letter of the law, you're not qualified to be mayor, governor, or president.
Blacklisted for life. I agree, but the real reason I was on both sides of the fence on this issue, and I'll give you the reason. I'll let you go, and I'll listen on over the phone. It's because comparing it to opening up a savings account at the bank is a false equivalency, and here's why: because voting is a right, and I don't believe we should have permits and licenses to exercise a right, while getting a bank account isn't a right. And that's the
but
reason I'm on
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. It's not a question of right. The reason you're required to show an identification at the bank is to make sure that somebody doesn't come into the bank, pretend to be you, and steal your bank account, just like we don't want somebody coming into the polling place pretending to be you and stealing your vote.
Sure. But then, again, that's the reason. Permits and licenses, exercise rights, that's the whole gist of my both sides of the fence. That's pretty much all I'm saying.
Okay, well, then you're a closet anarchist, and considering the way the Republicans and the Democrats are behaving, anarchy's actually looking attractive. So I'm not going to argue with him on that one. But if we're going to have a democracy, if we're going to have elections, there is a reasonable expectation that we make sure the people voting, first of all, are U.S. citizens, that they have the right to vote, that they're not felons, that they're not just busting from another district and they're voting five or six times. I remember during the Clinton second campaign, they were grabbing homeless people and giving them cartons of cigarette and saying, go over here and vote, then go over there and vote. Vote early and often and the rest of that stuff. We've got to bring it under control. No democracy will work with an inaccurate, riggable, fraudulent election system. Fraudulent election systems are the hallmark of dictatorships, and that's exactly right. Where we are. Thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Anthony in Texas. Aloha, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
What it is, I want to talk to you about taxes, because I'm not the one that's on the fence. It's my wife. She's the one that's on the fence. You know, of course, you know, when you start to inform others, and, you know, they kind of, a lot of people are skeptical. So I'm trying to get her to come around, because she teaches. And
get her to come around to what? What is the point of view that you are espousing and you're trying to convince her to get into? I know that you know what you're thinking, but we're not psychic out here. This is not the psychic hotline.
Okay. Yeah. Because I kind of explained to her that what we think we own, we don't really own it. In other words, our property, our vehicles, things, whatnot. And so, she teaches. And so she said, I said, of course, we don't own our house because we continuously paying taxes on our house. So, and then I said to her, she said, well, the school district need taxes, and that's how I get my paycheck. So I was like, she kind of put me in a tight spot, and I was thinking, my goodness, what?
Well, we understand that, and I think the best way out of that is to understand that we are all, as Americans, we're willing to pay taxes for the things that we want, which is schools for our kids, hospitals for our ill, good roads and good infrastructure so that we can conduct our lives. Nobody's arguing with paying taxes for that. That would be taxation with representation. The problem that we have right now is that our government takes our money. It doesn't spend it very much on the schools. I'm sure your wife would agree with that they're hideously underfunded to take care of the kids. They're not spending it on hospitals and stuff. They're giving the money to Israel. They're giving the money to Wall Street. They're giving the money to themselves. It's just a grand looting party, and that is a good reason to say, no, that's not what we want. And if you're taking our money and you're spending it on things we don't approve of, that is taxation without representation, and that is a very good reason to fire the government. At least that's what I was taught in the school that I went to in rural New Hampshire. Now, one thing I would definitely recommend that you show to your wife is the movie America from Freedom to Fascism. And always, especially when you're talking with somebody who's on a government paycheck, just clarify that you're not opposed to all taxes. You're simply opposed to excessive taxation that is used to basically enrich the private central bank, which is not intended by the creators of this nation, to pay for this war machine, to pay for Wall Street corruption, and to enrich our permanent ruling class. That is not what this nation was supposed to be. And as much taxes as we pay, if you go to other nations with a very high tax burden, like we have in the United States, in those nations, you get benefits for the taxes. You get free health care. You get free higher education. You get good roads and good schools and good hospitals. We're getting pictures from our friends who just moved to Germany to get out of the U.S., and it's just gorgeous over there. And we drive down here on Moanalua Boulevard with all the potholes that are ripping the wheels off the cars, and just how did the world's richest, most advanced nation get sunk down to this absolute poverty-stricken, third world banana republic so quickly? Well, because the money is being taken from us and it's not given back to us. We pay these high taxes and then we're still expected to pay for our own medical expenses, and we're still expected to pay for our own higher education, to go into debt for both and spend the rest of our life in slavery to the bankers. And that's really where the system got messed up. We don't oppose all taxes. We just oppose taxes that do not benefit the American people. The purpose of any government in a mature republic is to do for the community that which the community needs but cannot do for itself. Anything else is just corruption. And again, it's like this attitude Wall Street's trying to put out there through the public relations firms that the Occupy movement hates all rich people. No, we don't hate all rich people. Most of us would like to be rich, and we'd like the freedom to be able to work to make ourselves rich instead of working our entire lives and having the proceeds from our labor taken away from us by the government and given to those who produce absolutely nothing. We don't hate people like James Cameron, who make wonderful movies like Avatar, and we voluntarily give him our money to see the movie. We don't hate people like that. We admire them. We want to grow up and be like that, okay? What we hate are the Lloyd Blank fiends who game the system, ruin other nations like Greece, and then try and claim they're doing God's work while they make millions of Americans homeless. Those are the people we don't like. And they're not. We don't hate them because they're rich. We hate them because they're money junkies. Because in their worldview, it doesn't matter how much suffering they cause to anybody else as long as they get another little block of gold to put on that pile they have in the living room. Okay? Okay, I guess we lost Anthony.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay, now you just clarified everything. That'll be pretty good. I'll take that with her. I'm sorry. I'll take that with me. But, you know, okay. If you could probably, maybe I could probably call you today and you can repeat all that back to her. But other than that, I kind of.
You can give her the podcast. You can give her the podcast because I've got another engagement after the radio show. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to let you go here. Thanks an awful lot, Anthony. Yeah, you need to remember there's a lot of drastic oversimplification in the corporate media where they're out there saying we hate all taxes and we hate all the rich. No, we don't. We hate the corruption and we hate the money junkies and we hate a government that takes our money and spends it everywhere except on the American people. And I'm not just being sore because Obama told NASA to cut the mission to Mars that was going to finally prove whether we found life with Viking or not all those years ago. It really is a serious situation. Look at how much money is taken from you and look at what little is coming back. We're being driven down into abject poverty. And whether it's some mythical, well, not mythical, there really is an Agenda 21. Whether it's Agenda 21 or it's simply Agenda 21 is the latest excuse to impoverish the world to enrich the few. It's still fascism. Even if they call it Agenda 21, it is still fascism, and we need to oppose that one. All right, we got another caller on the line, Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. When you're saying we want taxes, well, who are you including that we? Because I don't want taxes.
Well, I think we have to concede that if you're going to live in a society, there has to be some way to fund the functions of the government in terms of like building the roads and the schools and the hospitals, right?
Yeah, but we've already come up with an alternative, and that is to take the credit-issuing power away from the bankers and put it back in the hands of the government, like originally was under the Constitution, and then the government can live off of the profits that they make from running the banking system. And then you wouldn't have to have any taxes for anything.
Okay, well, that's an interesting possibility. I definitely agree with we need to take the money issuing power back from the bankers because that was the biggest mistake the modern civilization has ever made here. When this nation was started, there were taxes, just not on the individual working people. The government ran itself on the taxes it collected from businesses and corporations, excises and import and export fees, and there were no taxes on the individual citizens. Part of it was the practicality of enforceability. Under the technology of the day, the Treasury issued the money, and they didn't run the banking system. Banks were kind of off to one side, and the whole idea was that people were not made dependent on the banks, and it was a self-correcting mechanism because when debt got too high, people could volunteer to stop borrowing. We've lost that freedom now because all currency in circulation is the proceed of a loan at interest from that private central bank. So I don't think I necessarily want the government running the bank because then you're back to a central bank. And I know they got it to work in Russia, but I really think I would like to see us go back to the original constitutional system where the Treasury created the money, spent it into circulation for what the government needed, let it circulate through commerce without accruing interest, then taxed it back to balance the books. And there was no interest paid on that public currency. And then the banks were operated as little private corporations subject to government oversight, but there wasn't a big central one. And that was really, I mean, we fought the American Revolution to be free of a large centralized bank called the Bank of England. And I don't think we want to go back to that. So while I'm definitely in agreement, we need to basically shut down the private central bank and return the money creation power to the civil government. I don't think we want to give that government a profit motive to money creation, or they'll simply fall into the same bad habits that the private central bank did. Because there are money junkies in government just as there are in banking.
Well, I've been researching that, and I cannot find anywhere in any documentation where the government taxed money back out of circulation purposely to keep the system balanced. So as far as actually printing the money itself and putting it in circulation, that's one of the sovereign prerogatives of a nation, is to create its own currency so the people of that country can conduct their business, their day-to-day business.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's what the Treasury originally did in the United States of America. And the U.S. Treasury did not make a profit off of the money creation. It was done as part of the obligations of the government to support the commerce of the American people. And that... We've had three. Okay, go ahead.
So, well, now, you know, it's 2012. We know that money itself isn't where productivity comes from. It's actual physical labor, and what you do with your time and your labor and your resources is where wealth comes from. And
yes,
the whole problem we have today is Wall Street making these pieces of paper with, you know, with fancy borders on them and stamps and ribbons saying, look at this, this is worth $20 million, and it's not worth crap. It's just a fancy piece of paper they made up. And
well,
now that we're learning...
You're almost correct. There is a popular myth going around that the Federal Reserve notes that Wall Street loves are not backed by anything. They're not backed by gold and silver, but they actually are. They're backed by the slave labor of the American people. So when Wall Street gets a certificate that has a face value of, say, $100 million on it, that $100 million is backed by the pledge of the U.S. government through their treasury bonds to somewhere down the road take money away from the American people without compensation, which is called slavery, and give it to whoever's holding that piece of paper. That's how the slave chains were put on you, and you didn't see it happen back in 1913. I hope you will look down and see it there now. We got to take a break.
Voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting Zone, Deanna Spingola, authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I believe the phone lines are open again. The board is cleared, 800-313-9443. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting's fundraising is still going on. And you can go to the top of republicbroadcasting.org. okay? Somebody says that we're not getting sound out on Justin TV, so let me see if... Okay, something has gone wrong. Are you hearing me correctly? Okay, there we are. We're back. All right. Technical issues, technical issues. Anyway, you can go to the top of republicbroadcasting.org, and you can see there's a little link there where it says donate and support. And again, we need to replace all this equipment. It acts like it's made out of compressed rust. Really, it really, really does here. All right, so getting back to the situation about the war with Iran, Netanyahu has gone back to Israel, and he's trying to basically sell this idea of a war with Iran and its necessity and its fear. And one of the reasons he may have launched this attack into Gaza, besides selling Iron Dome and just having a tantrum, is he needed the military action of some kind in close proximity. He needed the people of Israel to listen in the distance and hear warplanes flying back and forth to create that sense of an immediate threat that we've got to get the Americans to go deal with. And it's just all that kind of a propaganda situation. Now, my particular opinion is if Israel wants to attack Iran, let them. Go ahead. Have fun. Send pictures. But when Iran retaliates, not one penny of American money and not one drop of American blood should be wasted protecting Israel from the consequences of its own mistakes. It's time they started living in the 21st century, where you do not attack other countries without consequences. Meanwhile, the United States is threatening India regarding Iran's oil. India said, we're going to buy Iran's oil. We need the oil. We're not going to use dollars to do it. We're going to do some other kind of a trade, and that will be just fine. And the U.S. is over there saying, don't you dare buy Iran's oil. Don't you do it. Just don't. And while you're at it, don't drink raw milk. Don't buy food from farmers markets. Don't drive without a Bluetooth earpiece on your phone. Always fasten your seatbelts. Rotate your tires. You will buy insurance. Don't use tungsten light bulbs. Don't exhale carbon dioxide. Passwords are no longer allowed on your laptop. Please strip and bend over so we can make sure you're not a terrorist. You aren't taking too many vitamins, are you? Please fill out the survey for us or go to prison. Thank you for your cooperation. If you're not cooperating, I'll have a drone bomb your children's school. I think the rest of the world is kind of getting sick of all the things the United States government runs around saying, don't do this. We don't like it. And I think the rest of the world is getting ready to stand up and tell the U.S., we don't care what you don't like anymore. You're throwing your nuclear weight around. We're not even sure. You know, for all we know, those missile silos are full of old rainwater. Just a big pile of corrosion down there. We don't even know that they... We know that Bush started building new nuclear weapons. Maybe all the old nuclear weapons just rotted away. They were all built by the lowest bidder. We're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.